It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. We moved the segment to Wednesday to accommodate, and we're very, very happy to. And each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest, and now Wednesday. Today's no exception. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes, good morning. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a few weeks with summer travels, and I'm grateful to be back with you. And today we have both our summer intern, Savannah Hicks, and also Bucky Adebayo, who is the executive director of Generations in Greatness, which is a relatively new nonprofit organization in our community that's making a big impact for youth. And we're really excited to share about their mission today, as well as an event that's coming up this weekend that they're eager to invite the community to.
Very, very cool. And Bucky, as mentioned in the virtual green room, I have to celebrate you and your incredible background. This is the best background ever on this series of programs. Our guests usually they don't take the time to design a custom graphic and background. And you did, and this is phenomenal. Check this out. This is wonderful. Bucky, thank you so much for joining us and taking time today. We really appreciate it. So let's talk about your organization. Let's talk about when it was founded and who was involved and why.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you for complimenting my background. So we had started out in 2022 as part of the ministry of a church. Okay. And this was in response to COVID. You know, we had just come out of COVID. Kids were struggling. But before COVID, in 2019, Dr. Coleman, which unfortunately he's still trying to get on, he's a very passionate person when it comes to children, when it comes to education. And at that time, he was the chair of the Lynchburg City School Board. Okay. And he was always looking for ways to help students, ways to help students close the achievement gap, help with students who were struggling with behavioral issues. So he was so passionate about it. And at that time, I was also the children and youth ministry director for his church, Providence Transformation Church International. And we were looking at what do we do? How do we engage the community? How do we serve beyond the four walls of the church? And then COVID hit in 2020. And I also had a personal experience in 2020 with my two-year-old at that time. And it just was very important that we were able to navigate the struggles with my son, and everything came out perfectly. But in that time, when my family was trying to see how can we help my son, I had to do a lot of research. I had to leverage on a lot of resources, friends, community members that I knew who had the skills to help us, to help my son. And after we got past my son, I thought to myself, there are a lot of other kids out there who struggled like my son, and who never got help early and then end up not doing well in their future life. And as a result, Dr. Coleman and I and some members of the church at that time then thought it was important for us to add to our children and youth ministry education intervention and behavioral intervention for kids in the school system. So in 2022, we became partners in education with the Lynchburg City Schools, and we began to serve the elementary schools. At that time, we served Perrymont Elementary School and TC Miller. At Perrymont, we had a mentoring program where we had students from Virginia University of Lynchburg. Their football team would go into the school, into Perrymont, and mentor the young boys. And then we also started a weekend tutorial program with students from TC Mila. And that grew really fast. And so in 2023, we decided that if we were going to expand our reach, because we're a church that's limited, because this was part of a children's ministry, we're limited in some of the things that we can do since we're working with a public system. And in 2023, we decided to become a nonprofit, and we started the process in 2023. And in 2024, we became approved by the IRS to operate as a nonprofit. And we're not a faith-based nonprofit, even though we came out of a church. So we're non-faith-based, and we're a separate entity from the church. And so that's how we became a nonprofit in 2024, in May of 2024. And then we added one more school to our list of, to the list of schools we served. And that was Darrington Elementary School. And we set up an education intervention center inside the school. And we had 29 students actually enroll for the program. And that program ran the entire school year and just ended at the end of the school year. We also continued with our weekend tutorial program, which also expanded. We had more students from TC Mila, and we had students from other schools within the Lynchburg City Schools also attend, because the weekend tutorial program is open to all kids in Lynchburg. It doesn't matter if they're in Lynchburg City Schools or in the, if they're in Campbell County or Bedford County. So that's open. So we also had more kids come into that program as well. And we were not able to do as much with our mentoring program because we just didn't have the resources this past school year. But we hope to pick that up, pick that back up next school year. So we mainly focused on education intervention in the last 1 year. And we focus on reading and math because that's the area that students usually struggle in. And once they're able to get a hang of their reading, a hang of their maths, it builds their confidence even in other subjects. So that's why we focus on that. We also, our approach is high dosage. It's an evidence-based approach to tutoring. So it's one-on-one, it's very intense, it's consistent, and the student works with just one tutor mainly for the entire period. We tried to just do a general kind of tutoring in the fall of last year, but we discovered that it wasn't helping the kids. So we had to do a little bit of research to see what was going to be helpful. We wanted to actually see results. And so stumbled on high dosage, tried it out this semester. It was highly effective. In our weekend tutorial program, about 85% of our students who were reading below grade level by the end of the semester were reading at grade level.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that is a great outcome.
Yes, thank you.
It's a tremendous outcome. And you have an upcoming event.
Yes.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
So it's our official coming out event to say, hey, Lynchburg, we're here, and to invite community leaders, business leaders, other nonprofit leaders, and just anyone who is passionate about children and building families and seeing healthy families grow in the Lynchburg area. And so it's an event for just anyone who is passionate about what we do, who shares in, you know, our vision and our mission. And it's to say, we're here in Lynchburg. This is who we are. This is what we've been doing. And to invite people to come up on the train and join us in building healthy families for generational greatness.
Very, very cool. Where is the event held?
So it's going to be on July the 12th, and it's in, it's actually, it, the address is, I'm not sure, is the address right here? Okay, it's Minting Drive, I think. Okay. Yes, let me see. If you can pull up the second, the other page of the flyer.
Oh, sure.
It, yeah, it should be there. And it's not, it's the house of one of our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
And yes, he's got a beautiful house. And so it, and it can accommodate, you know, a lot of people. So
absolutely.
He opened up his house to be used because we also want to incorporate that family, you know, kind of thing in it. And so having it in a, in the house, in the house rather than maybe in a restaurant, or it just makes that, we just felt that it would make that message stronger, that we are focused on building healthy families, and that
gotcha.
Healthy families is really important.
I found it.
Okay, great. Yes, that, yes, Manting Drive, 3610 Manting Drive, Lynchburg.
And we will link that up on this broadcast.
Okay,
on, and share that information. It sounds like your program and your nonprofit was born not only out of necessity, but out of a lot of struggle. A lot of folks and a lot of organizations really struggled during 2020, and to see that yours has grown and grown and grown, that's just a testament to the hard work that you put into it.
Thank you. It's not been easy. It's, but we just keep pressing. And I always say that whenever I see one of our students mm-hmm. move from, you know, where they are, the point they are, to, and make progress, it gladdens my heart. And that's why I wake up every morning and I do this over and over again. That's why we do what we do, because
absolutely,
the kids are, they give us that energy.
And I've told Bucky that, you know, they've got the recipe figured out if they're getting 85% outcomes. Yeah. And so many people in the community want to help uplift students and serve students. And so really their barrier right now is funding and resources. They have the, you know, the recipe, the program, the access, the students, and really it's funding. So that's what where awareness comes in. So coming on the radio and, you know, being in newsletters and marketing and telling people their story is what's going to open up the opportunity for more partnerships. So we're excited at Share to be a platform that can highlight new organizations and share the story of those who are building and meeting new needs in the community, or meeting unmet needs, I should say. Pockets in our community that are underserved, or, you know, need a little more support. And this is an example of one of those. So we're delighted to feature Generations in Greatness on the Share platform, and also in this Thursday's newsletter to talk about both the programmatic aspects of what they do, but also their event on the 12th. So we look forward to sharing that story a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, again, congratulations on your success, and looking forward to hearing about more success. Do you need anything beyond funding? Do you need volunteers, or do you
yes.
need folks that can help out?
Yes, we need a lot of volunteers. We have been blessed to have the football team at VUL. Support us whenever they're not in season, and their students are around. We've had that. We've been blessed to have LU, Liberty University, through the CISA program. We've been blessed to have so many CISAs come to volunteer, and they love it. So they tell their friends about it. And then we've also been blessed to have some community members who get to hear about us and are passionate about helping children also come. But, you know, people have their lives, they have work, and our program mostly we get help on Saturdays, because Saturdays, some people don't go to work, and so they can use that to volunteer their time. Our Saturday tutorial program runs from 10 a.m. to noon, so people can offer two hours of their time. But during the week, because with our weekly tutoring program, we go from Mondays to Thursdays at one of our intervention center, which is Darrington, and then at Paramount, we go on Fridays. So 5 days a week, we are in a school helping our kids. And that's where we usually have the most challenge, because people are at work or people are just getting off work, and then having to go and spend another hour and a half or something helping a student out when they just want to go home to their families. So one of the things that we need the most is tutors and mentors.
Well, we will link this up, and you can also, on the SHARE platform, you can learn about volunteer opportunities like this. You can sign up for volunteer opportunities and learn about not just Generations in Greatness, but you can learn about all the nonprofit organizations that are on the SHARE platform. Megan, how are things going with SHARE and with the foundation?
Great. Yeah, the foundation is kind of in its summer season right now, post grant distribution in spring, and just preparing for an annual report and youth development committee, going forward for the fall. So it's in the prep mode right now. SHARE is continuing with our monthly programming. We actually have our Lunch and Learn for this month today. It's going to be at the Community Access Network, and anyone is welcome to still join us today at noon. And we always learn about the different organizations and have some fellowship time, and then have a presentation and a tour by the organization. We do that every month. And we continue with our programming, our Executive Director Leadership series next month, with topicals that affect many different organizations. So that'll come up next month. And you can always access our page for volunteer opportunities. I've seen quite a few come through in the last week for different organizations. We typically have around 100. Looks like right now we have about 91 volunteer opportunities coming through the platform to get involved with, as well as many different events and programs coming up. Another big event I should mention we have this month is the Nonprofit Summit, and it's put on by the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance. If you scroll down, I believe it's featured at the bottom of the page, but I guess the Lunch and Learn, I need to add the summit, but it's at the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance, and we are expecting about 150 nonprofit professionals to come from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on July 30th, and we have breakout sessions, keynote speakers, panels talking about sustainability through funding, ups and downs, as well as marketing and retention of employees and sustaining your energy, and just it's really about thriving. And we're trying to help provide nonprofits with a little pause to kind of think about the big picture and connect with one another. So as of Monday, I know we had 111 registrants so far, and that number continues to climb. And we are excited. I serve on a committee to help plan that summit, and I'm planning a panel for the summit. So I really enjoy being part of that. And it's going to be held at the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance this year. Okay. So that's all in our newsletter and can be found on our website, the LRBA website, and all that. So
that is fantastic. SHARE Greater Lynchburg has 189 nonprofit organizations listed, and all kinds of ways that you can help. First off, you can find a nonprofit that is more in line with what your goals are. You can volunteer, you can attend events, you can even shop for these organizations on the SHARE platform. If you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org, you can learn more. And if you're part of a nonprofit that's not on the SHARE platform, it's free. So get on there. It's a great way for folks to learn more and to search for nonprofit organizations within our area, within the Lynchburg and the surrounding counties. You can learn more and then click on their links and then learn more about that organization and connect right there. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Really appreciate hearing about your organization, Bucky, and love that background. Man, thank you again. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike Show Wednesday edition coming up. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.